This a little ditty about a podcast. Three American kids talking about these strange lands. Whitney's gonna be, a podcast star. Chris gonna be homeless living in the back of Peyton's car. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, last resort.
The podcast for when nothing else is going on. Hello and welcome.
Hope you liked that one.
That was good.
That took a long time to prepare.
We practiced multiple times.
Took a long time to perform. Wow. Yeah. That's like 20 seconds.
Good for us.
Wow. We're almost done.
Wow. We're going to release that now.
Yeah.
Good night, New York.
Good night, New York.
Our first single.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. We're not only podcast hosts, but we are a band. That's why we haven't recorded in a while.
We've been practicing music. Yeah.
I've been really focusing on my music.
We should do a John Cougar.
What really the hell?
Sorry for the disturbance. There was a brief cut in by a crazed fan of ours.
Yep. My roommate.
Yeah, she kind of wants me. It's like, whatever. Her boyfriend could beat me up. I don't even care. Just kidding. Kate, if you're hearing this.
He listens. Don't ruin it.
Come off swinging. They don't know which Kate.
Yeah.
Anna,
oh, Jesus.
Well, thank you for listening to our song. We are going to be starting a John Cougar Mellencamp cover band. Any ideas for a name? I'm thinking Jim Panther. I can't think of the last part. Jim Panther Bass Camp.
There you go.
I'm thinking
Orange Tent.
Karen the Tiger.
What?
I mean, Karen the Cougar.
I like how you just looked at me and made like intense eye contact for a second.
You knew that wasn't going to fly with me.
I was like, all right.
You knew that shit wasn't going to fly with me.
All right, so popular meme right now is the Anna Oop meme.
Yeah, so if we're dating
this pretty good. We probably keep doing that.
Anna Oop.
It's gonna be driven into the ground, I'm sure.
It already has been.
Anna Oop.
That was me slapping Chris.
Right in the face.
That was kind
of ow! That was Chris saying ow.
Yeah, because Whitney just pulled my toe.
Well, it's...
No, it's from the slap.
Ow, can you...
Pulled my toe.
Yeah, can you put that over the...
Ow!
Over, you'll just hear...
Ow! No, I'll just record ow.
Yeah. Ow.
Ow.
Ouch.
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 You know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been just over a month.
Damn!
We've been
sorry about that.
We've had a lot of rabid fans coming and saying, my lord, Peyton, I gotta get some of that sweet, sexy voice of yours up on that podcast again, or my panties are never gonna be wet again. And so,
what a shame.
There is nothing worse than
dry panties.
So, guess what? We're here to grace your ears and keep your panties wet.
Grace your ears.
Absolutely.
Qualm your fears. We're here to grace your ears, calm your fears, and wipe your tears. Let's
and bring some beers.
Okay, so it's been like three weeks since we've all been together, and I think it's like really showing.
This is like the reunite.
The reunion.
A 10-year reunion. Jesus Christ. Who requested it?
Me. Chad really did request it.
Chad loves it.
Multiple.
Fuck you, chicken strips.
I'm the foreign star.
So are you going to bleep his name or are you just going to leave it?
No, he can. It's just a
first name.
Yeah.
You have to review.
10 Bro, people listen to us.
No.
They know. And everyone knows who Chad is.
That is not true.
It's okay.
We have tons of listeners. They're all here for me.
It's okay.
Okay, let's just get into the subject.
Okay, not yet. I've a question that I wanted to ask you guys until we're on the podcast. Can you get pulled over for not having a license plate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I do not have a license plate.
You better be careful.
Do you have like a temporary?
It fell off of my car today. The truck today.
So,
did you find it?
No.
It's just gone.
It's just gone.
You can definitely get pulled over for that. Plus, it's, your brother's car, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not on the insurance or registration.
No.
Or
do you think the cop would likely let me go and just be like, just get a new one?
Maybe. I mean, probably.
That's good.
I mean, just say it's your brother's car and he's driving it.
The giant, my bricks of
Don't show that him herb. That spicy
like, hey, don't, just whatever, I promise there's nothing under the marijuana, don't look, there's pounds of cocaine.
Yeah, I say there's bricks of cocaine underneath
Black tar all over the place.
I'm like, just do not look under there.
The truck bed's just filled with, like, weed plants growing.
Yeah, they're growing. I have someone back there just, like, working on it. You're like, hey, what's up?
Tele Holmes.
Oh, that was racist. Our apologies.
Our apologies.
Not mine.
Sorry.
Okay. Shall we?
We shall.
Wait, any other housekeeping? Does anyone have anything else going on they want
to
talk about?
Just a minute ago. I mean, just a minute to say sorry. It's been a while.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
I mean, know you've been wanting this.
Yeah.
Listening to the last episode, someone said it was going to be a 2-week upload schedule.
I did?
Yeah, you were like, every 2 weeks now that we're out of school, and you both were like, yeah! I mean, it's sort of my fault.
Well, yeah, why are you looking at me? Everyone's, like...
we all just, no one brought it up.
Yeah, it's like, Chris works all every freaking night, and then you just are like, not getting a topic together, and I bailed to hang out with my boyfriend and a dog. So... I mean, it's on all of us.
Yeah, we make plans, and it's like, I gotta take care of this dog.
I really didn't think that we were going to record that night.
Fucking beach. You can always rely on us recording on time, okay? Always. Okay, so, me and Chris actually worked together a little bit to put together a very loose...
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
...conjoined... We did invite you. You didn't show up.
We did, and you were hanging out with Alex.
Oh,
Alex.
You guys did it that night?
Yes.
You bitch.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Thanks for the invite, LOL.
Damn, I was going to say something. We came up with this while we were spooning on the couch.
Yeah, we looked through a lot. Aww. Poked each other in the back a few times, but...
It was
very
central.
We got through fingers. Boy, it might have been. It hooked me.
It hooked you?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. We both decided to do two very loosely connected subjects. They're connected by one word.
Yep.
They are both islands.
This is the island theme.
Theme.
I love islands!
Oh, check this out. I'm going to need you to move back a little bit.
Oh, Jesus.
Island theme.
Did you just tell her to cut that out?
To cut me saying that thing, yeah.
That's kind of funny.
The island thing?
Yeah. All right.
I mean, could have worked. We don't
know. I want you to cut out that entire portion until you hear me say, did you just tell her to cut that out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just bleep it out instead. I'll just be like, beep.
Oh.
But the beep sound is so loud.
I know, it's so funny. Oh, no,
turn down the gain on it.
No one's going to know what we're talking about, too. That's going to be really
hot.
And a beep.
Wow, you just combined two memes. Ahaha. Okay, so... Would you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a very long topic. It's called the Oak Island Mystery. A few of you may have heard of this. It's really interesting to me. It's
Anna just... Oak.
Cut that out.
We're gonna have to cut that out.
So let's just get right into it. Oak Island is what many would consider the most exciting, amazing, extraordinary modern day treasure hunt.
Name five people.
Me.
Done. You're good.
I'm done.
That's five.
This website I researched, so I bet a few people read that. Oak Island is located in the Mahoney Bay of Nova Scotia, Canada. And it's widely, like I said, widely considered to be one of the greatest hunts of our time. But it did start off at a very small and slow pace. No one really knew what was on Oak Island. It was originally thought to be untouched by humans. No one had been on it. There are so many islands up there that no one had really thought to go on it, and it's kind of hard terrain to go across. But it was never really mapped out. No one had ever been foot on it, or so people thought. But the island remained that way for hundreds of years after the Europeans got here, until one day in 1795, a young man named Daniel McGinnis, remember that name, was out exploring these small
islands. Wait, what year is this?
1795.
Oh, I thought you said 1995.
No, 1795.
Damn.
It goes way back.
It's old.
It's way back, but I mean, that's decently modern when you consider other famous treasure hunts are like the Holy Grail and the Ark of the Covenant.
Those are real things? What the Holy Grail is?
Well, like, I mean, people actually searched
for them. The idea of it, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He was walking along the north side of the island through the woods when he came into a bare clearing that he noticed a little indentation in the ground. And by little, I mean fucking giant.
Huge.
The indentation was 13 feet across. And even weirder, there was what's called a tackle block hanging a ways above it. A tackle block is just like a hoist that it's essentially what sailors would call pulleys.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was like hanging kind of concealed above it.
What the?
Yeah. So Daniel was really interested in this, and he was just kind of exploring, but he was interested. So he left, bringing back with him two friends to help him dig this massive pit with nothing but shovels and pickaxes. It was rumored in the area at the time.
They started digging in the crater?
Yeah, it's not really a crater. It's like a little indentation. It's not like a crater.
Oh, it wasn't
very deep? 13, and it's like in the woods, and it's like really concealed.
Oh.
But at the time, no one thought any humans had ever really gone there. They didn't think it was fully settled. Mm. They just, like, knew it existed, but no one had ever bothered, because why would you? Okay. But he was just kind of a young kid. I think he was, like, 16, 17 at the time, exploring. Yeah, and it was rumored at the time, so they were really excited about this, because it was rumored at the time that Captain William Kidd had buried his treasure somewhere just east of Boston. You can hear the air quotes.
Billy the Kid. I know it's not Billy the Kid, but it's Bill William Kidd.
Look at me.
Nice. Thought it'd be fun. Cut that out.
Cut that out.
But at the time, they were keeping their mind open that it could have been anything. Keep in mind, Oak Island really is not a big place. It's about 3/4 of a mile long and about 1,000 feet across. So it's not tiny, but it's really not like a big island. It's not like friggin' Hawaii or anything. It is also upwards of 300 of those islands that are pretty similar to it, so it could have just been easily lost by McGinnis, but they were able to find it again and go back. The three boys made their way back, and they started digging. After about 2 feet, they reached a floor laid of flagstone that was not native to the island. So it was a large... Are you falling asleep right now? You look a little tired.
No, I'm just listening.
A large piece of flagstone. Yeah, not again, bitch.
That was so funny.
Yeah, that was really funny. I appreciated it.
It was late. That's why she was falling asleep.
It was late.
It was like midnight.
And I think it was when school was in.
School Whitney was still
school
in
Whitney
session.
Was a tired bitch.
Fuck, chicken strips. Yeah, so they made it 2 feet in and found this large piece of flagstone that was not native to the island. And no one.
What's flagstone? Yeah. A type of stone?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. It's like a heavy... heavy type of stone that was laid for like a foundation, it looked like.
Oh,
they lifted these flagstones and realized that they were digging down a shaft that had already been filled back in.
Mm.
The walls of the shaft had marks of pickaxes and shovels, proving even further that this was not... Yeah, so at the time they were really weirded out because they didn't think anyone had been on this island. There were no other signs of people on the island at all. There were no signs of human contact at that point. But they saw these pickaxes and shovel marks, and they thought, this is odd. But they did decide to keep digging, and after 10 feet, they hit a large wood platform. At first, they did think that they had struck a treasure chest or something, but it turns out that they'd found something even weirder than that. A platform of just oak logs. Like a platform you would stand on, yeah. Inside the side of the shaft, like a mine shaft would have, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, and they pulled up the logs and dug more, only to find 2 feet later more log platforms. They dug and dug, just the three of them, until they reached about 25 feet deep, where they decided they would need more help to go further. But all these factors is where the mystery of Oak Island begins. The island did sit for several years after that because they were young kids and they had to go find a financial backing and people interested in whatever it is. So it did take them a few years. When they first started, it was 1795, but when they went back, it was 1803. So they were men now, big, strong men.
So it's the same people?
It is the same.
Hair on their chests.
Yeah, the three men returned with financial backing and a crew. So people were interested in this. People with money.
They all look like Tom Selleck. Your big toe is surprisingly smooth.
Yeah,
that was.
I have no calluses
jarring.
On my
that was
feet.
That felt like that
I
felt like a baby.
Shoes.
I felt like a baby hand.
Ew.
Just like stroking, just like.
It was the softest touch.
Wait, you're like rubbing your legs so together soft. Right next to the mic.
They're smooth. You can't.
You
hear
better
them.
Stop.
You can't hear them. They're smooth. I shaved today. Just kidding. The hair grew back because I got cold.
Perfect. So yeah, they got this crew and they headed to the island. The men got to work. First, they decided that they would need to clean the shaft out because they had filled it back in. The boys filled it back in from the 25 feet they dug.
What?
Because you wouldn't want it to flood and you wouldn't want other people to find it.
Damn.
So
25 feet.
Yeah. Damn.
Just they the three of them. 20.
What the? Were you guys not even listening?
No, but I mean, like, 20, like filling it back up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just to do it again. Like, that's a significant amount.
You have no idea.
No way. Uh-oh.
And then they started digging even deeper, starting at the 25-foot mark. They got to 30 feet when they reached another oak platform, and they just decided that this was 100% man-made. So they kept digging and found something every 10 feet, whether it was made of wood, stone, or other substances. They found little bits and pieces of weird things, but they would find stone platform, wood, stone, all sorts of stuff as they went down. And it was about every 10 feet. It wasn't until they reached a depth of 93 feet.
Oh, they dug that deep.
That the shaft turned to thick mud. And they dug with shovels and pickaxes and shit, because this was 1803. It's not like it was like...
Were they suspended by a rope? Like,
I have no idea.
That's insane, because at that point...
It's 13 feet wide. So it's a pretty...
Yeah.
It's holy pretty
shit.
A pretty
so you're
big
telling
area.
Me at this point they reached China.
Yes. Oh. But the shaft did turn to thick mud because it's connected to the ocean.
Yeah.
So they did what any sane person would do if you got down to a bottom of a 95-foot deep hole and were stuck in the mud. They started poking the mud with a crowbar.
Yeah, I'd
just,
do that.
Just to see what was underneath.
Yeah.
And it turns out that was a pretty good intuition. They felt something beneath the surface that was longer and wider than the entire shaft, thinking they had reached what they called the treasure vault. They called it a day because it was late at night and planned to get up in the morning with the thoughts of collecting treasure in their sweet little dreams.
Okay, wait. So I'm sorry. I think I missed this. What makes them think that there's treasure down there?
They were treasure hunters, weren't they?
The kid was just exploring, but it's very characteristic of, like, a treasure. Why would there be, like, this random mine that's been buried and never talked about?
That's true.
That, like, no one had ever stepped foot on this island. And there's also legends of pirate treasure in the area east of Boston, which would be there.
Okay.
So they went to bed with the intent of collecting their treasure the next morning. This did not happen. They did not do that. After they slept soundly and dreamt of whatever the fuck miners in Canada dream about, they woke up to a nightmare.
A real nightmare.
When they went to go in the shaft, they discovered that 60 feet of water had come in overnight.
Oh my god!
Oh, it gets so much worse. They tried to bail it out, but of course that was a waste of time. Whenever they removed water, more water would flow in to take its place and get even deeper.
Yeah, it's like when you dig a freaking sand
hole. Oh, you guys have no idea. I'm so excited for you to hear all the weird shit. They tried digging another shaft nearby to make a tunnel underneath the pit and get into the treasure from below.
Yeah.
But as soon as they got close enough, right next to their goal, it started flooding too.
Oh my god, that's so frustrating.
It wasn't until 46 years later. So they gave up, they ran out of money.
Yeah.
They couldn't do it. It wasn't until 46 years later in 1849 that another attempt to dig was made. It was a new company that was created to pay for the dig. Their luck really...
For this one dig.
Yeah, because they thought it would pay off.
Yeah.
Their luck really wasn't any better than the men before them. They ran into the same flooding problem the other company did. But they did, however, have a drill that they used to probe what was beneath the artificial money. They call it the money pit, is what people started calling it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Very fitting name.
You think there was actually money in it then?
No, it's like money pit because you're throwing money for no reason.
Oh, like I get
throwing
it
into it, yeah.
They had this drill through the artificial bottom, drilled through several layers of thick oak, spruce, and eventually clay before it recovered a sample of what looked like several chain links made of pure gold. Mm. So, could be armor, could be something else, no one knows.
So there actually was treasure?
Well, maybe there's something.
It's pretty likely that there is treasure, but no one knows for sure. What was later discovered is this is like one of the craziest parts to me, is that these floods coming near the chamber were not natural. It was not just the ocean flowing in. As a matter of fact, the entire huge section of the island is completely man-made.
Really?
Like from before, no one knows where it came from, but about 500 feet away from the money pit was what's called Smith's Cove, which apparently is entirely man-made, the whole cove. They found that the original sand and clay that was in its place that was there had been dug away, and in its place were put down with beach stones that they planted what's called eelgrass over it, which I think is pretty similar to like seaweed. And then above that, they had coconut fiber, which is like shredded. You guys have seen coconut fiber, like a lot of like flip flops and shit are made out of them.
Okay.
Or like stuff like that.
What is it?
It's called coconut fiber. It's like you know those really rough
furry
like
stuff on the outside of the coconut.
Yeah, but you know those like really rough ropes. that you see that are like say like you see them at like nautical shops
like those
and shit.
Ugly ass little wedge sandals.
Yeah, yeah.
Have the rope.
And they and they're the super rough rope that you see in like nautical shops. Things. That's what coconut fibers
are. Those things ugly.
Yeah.
Wait, so do they think that the water that was flowing in, it was like almost like a booby trap for people to stay open?
Shut up, Chris!
So yeah, all the sand was gone. Eelgrass was planted on these rocks, like purposefully planted. And then they laid coconut over that, the coconut fibers. And I didn't know this, but when I started reading into this, I knew quite a bit, but all this is crazy. And then lastly, they put an entire beach full of sand on back on top of it.
Damn.
Below all of that, though, there were 5 box drains. So like drains that were man-made drains. They were boxes. They were huge. That supposedly met somewhere a ways back from the coast that made its way all the way into the money pit. So this was man-made to go to the money pit.
There's got to be something down there. Why would someone go through all the trouble of making all this for nothing, you know?
Oh, dude.
That's
insane. There is a little bit of an explanation, but some people kind of debunked it.
Do you think with modern technology they'd be able to get down in there?
Scuba divers.
There have been some modern attempts.
Let's go.
Yeah.
We can do it.
Yeah. I mean,
I could get scuba certified.
I am scuba certified.
Oh, I want to get scuba certified.
I do too. Let's do it.
I want to scuba dive so badly.
It's so fun. It's kind of like if you're claustrophobic, it's like very.
A little claustrophobic.
Yeah, you can get claustrophobic.
I'm a little afraid of everything. Always.
Man,
that's true.
I have a quick scuba diving story. My uncle, he was scuba diving one time and he was going. So he's with a buddy and his buddy was running out of oxygen. And he's like, I'm going to head up. Do you want to come with me? And he's like, I have a little bit left. Like, I'm okay. I'll stay down here. And he's going just by himself. And then all of a sudden, he, like, stops moving forward. And he'll try to move forward, and he gets stuck.
Oh, riptide?
No. He looks back, and seaweed was, like, tangled into his, suit and everything. So he had to unstrap everything, get untangled, and then put it back on. He goes up. And the boat is gone. He doesn't know where the boat is. So he's freaking out. He's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So he's like,
he had air though. He's up. Right?
Yeah. So he had air, but the boat was gone.
So yeah, he's floating out in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. So he shoots up a flare and then the boat finally comes to him. They're like, sorry, the anchor broke. Like we just like lost you for a second. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that scary?
That's scary as hell.
That's why you're supposed to keep a knife on you scuba diving, is in case you get entangled.
Yeah. I think I had the knife too.
Yeah, it'd probably be pretty hard to get it behind
you. Yeah, that's why I had to take it off. But you know, he lives in Massachusetts. He said that scuba diving in Massachusetts, like, it feels like you're on the moon because, like, it's super
like
dark.
Pitch black.
Yeah, and you go down and then you just, like, land on the ground.
I did it in.
You don't look like you're in, like you look like you don't want to do that.
I don't know if I do.
I only want to do it in perfectly clear water
in the Bahamas.
I think I'd get anxiety. I think I'd get down there and be like, shit. What if my tank breaks? What if I die?
Have you been snorkeling?
Yeah, but snorkeling, you're just putting your head in the water.
Well, I'm just saying you get more used to snorkeling, do it a few times, and then you go scuba diving. Have you been the snorkeling that's like the new version of it? That's like the entire glass face mask, and then
no,
it,
but I think that'd be sick.
It's sick. It's way sick. Because then
that'd
you
be
can,
way nice.
Like, if you get good at snorkeling, you can hold your breath and dive really deep.
Yeah.
And blow it out.
I also have really like long ear canals, so the pressure in like the bottom of the 3-foot pool kind of hurts. Me.
Jesus Christ, you should not go scuba diving. I'm telling
you
right now.
Did you just say the 3-foot pool?
Really, really, like I go down on the bottom of the 3-foot pool.
Like,
if I like climb on the bottom, my ears start to hurt. And I'm like, I'm like,
Jesus,
it's underwater.
Anyways,
right, keep going.
See, my computer fell asleep. So yeah, they made an entirely man-made beach and a cavern into the money pit. Yeah, these drains went right into it. But what they figured out is the eelgrass and the coconut fiber acted as a filter to ensure the drains would never be clogged by sand or gravel.
Oh.
And apparently it worked really well.
That's way smart.
No one knows for how long it was there, but it was really grown over thick. It works pretty well, obviously. Attempts were made to block off the drains, intersect the tunnels, destroy the drains. Unfortunately, all those things costed a lot of money, and they gave up in 1851, 2 years later.
Damn.
So they, the drains still remain.
Like,
so the drains do still remain?
Listen, boy.
That was like 65 years of... Oh, fuck. Doing shit.
Yeah. So in 1861 is where things get serious. So I wrote this verbatim, and then I wrote a note to myself here.
What are you laughing at?
Nice comment, Whitney. That's like 65 years of doing shit. It's like so insightful.
It's like my dad.
Dang. I just had to flex my mouth skills on you guys.
Peyton, your dad's like been doing like shit for 65 years, bro. That's insane.
Is that how old your dad is?
No.
My dad's 64.
Oh, that's kind of sexy. He's kind of sexy.
He's Silver Fox.
He is a Silver Fox.
He's he's known. Oh, why?
No, we have like 10 listeners.
Yeah, yeah. He's known around the valley as the George Clooney of Salt Lake.
And if you Google the George Clooney of Salt Lake, my dad's picture will
come up. It's either him or Tony Johns that'll come up.
Oh, we don't know.
Tony Johns is the Channing Tatum of Salt Lake. Yeah, yeah, he's Channing Tatum.
Do you want that old boy, that young buck, baby?
Woo!
We up out of here. So, I wrote this verbatim. Excuse me. In 1861 is where things get serious, especially for one guy. Dead serious, you could say.
Nice!
And then I wrote, fuck you, Peyton. Fucking idiot. Yeah, and then I wrote in highlighted letters, fuck you, Peyton. In 1861, another attempt was made. They hadn't given up, I guess. They brought in a large industrial pump to pump the water out. And this may have worked the least well of everything so far. Really, it seemed like it was a good idea at the time. That's what they say until someone dies. This pump was steam powered, as most things were at the time. It was powered by a boiler system, and it just so happened one of those boilers decided to burst when a few workers were standing nearby, injuring some pretty badly and actually scalding a man to death with hot water and steam.
My lord.
Yeah, pretty brutal death. So yeah, TBH, it didn't go that well. They apparently were
actually wrote that. He wrote
TBH, it didn't go well.
Yeah, whenever
it sounded so off the cuff, I had no idea.
I know he said TBH in real life, and I was like, "Hmm." Maggie.
We're going into references that I don't even understand.
It's Mario, you
would. Maggie.
Okay, we'll stop.
Yep, we got
that. So yeah, that guy got scalded to death. Pretty brutal.
Damn.
Apparently, this didn't dishearten them enough to stop. They decided to keep going, which, awful idea. Yeah. If you haven't learned this by now. They decided to try digging up from underneath the other shafts.
They should have just kept going the first night. That's the only time they should have kept going.
Hindsight's 20/20. They had no idea it was going to fly.
Nice, bro.
Hindsight's 20/30. Okay. I'm sorry. I need to tone my shit down. So,
you really do.
These guys,
that made me feel uncomfortable. Your toes just like grasped at my arm.
That was a bit sexual.
I have a boyfriend, Chris. Back off.
You asshole. Are you coming on to me?
Why are you sexualizing me?
What'd you even say? You're just like,
hindsight is 20/20. And then clawed him with your foot.
She like grabbed my arm with her toes.
That's kind of sexy.
Oh. Oh,
I need to freaking chill.
You need to.
All right.
You need to drink some tea or something like that. You need some chamomile tea.
Honestly.
Gosh, Chris.
You're so funny.
I'm not an object. All right.
Just
okay,
stop laughing right, suddenly. So yeah, these guys really sort of fucked it up for everyone.
The guys screwed the pooch on that one.
It gets worse.
Poor bitches.
They apparently, yeah, they just decided.
Wait, it's completely lucid right now too. This is weird. She like. Oh my.
Summer Whitney.
I can wait.
I'll wait.
Oh my god. Can you even sit still?
No. I'm so quiet for the first time, and then all of a sudden the hyper just
is
my palms
page.
Are all sweaty right now.
Your palms sweaty.
Palms sweaty. Mom spaghetti.
Mom spaghetti. Keep going.
Hindsight 20/40.
Shut up, don't encourage her.
That's a new Whip Breezy song.
Wow, that was a freaking fast dodge, Chris. Yeah, they really fucked it up for everyone in the future. They decided, again, to try digging up from underneath from other shafts they had made.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. They're digging 93 feet, like, several times.
Yeah.
It's insane. Or even deeper, because they were trying to go under it.
Did it say how long it would take them to dig that much?
No. Mm. I think only like a 2 days or something.
What? No, that's crazy. They had a bunch of people and like equipment and stuff.
Did they have like, this is like the oil time, so didn't they have like drills?
Yeah, this one they were using industrial stuff. Like the
steam powered machinery.
Yeah, I don't know, but
they just had freaking, who's the guy who, the mythical guy who pounded through a wall?
I don't know, and he races the train?
It's not Davy Crockett. Long arm.
Strong arm Joe?
Steamroller. Steve.
No. Sam. I thought it was like Sam.
All right, well.
Pickaxe Tom.
He was like a black guy, right? And he beat the train.
Yeah.
But he died at the end, didn't he? Mm-hmm.
I think so. Died of exhaustion.
That's so weird. Like, folklore is so strange. Like, Johnny Appleseed.
Johnny Appleseed's a real thing.
Yeah, which is weird. But then there's also like,
Tall Tale.
Yeah,
John Henry. John Henry.
Who was the guy with the blue ox?
Oh, that's Paul Bunyan.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Paul Bunyan.
And
you got so happy when you said Paul Bunyan.
Paul Bunyan.
Paul Bunyan and Babe the Bull.
Yes, yes. They're in the stars, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They're in the stars now.
Angeline.
So I'll say it for the third time. They really fucked it up for everyone else. So between the explosion and then digging, these guys must have been so stupid. They start digging shafts around it right after an explosion.
Ooh.
So yeah, after the explosion, this weakened the original shaft, which then collapsed. No one died, but a few people were injured. They did figure out, however, where the flood tunnel entered the money pit, but it didn't really do them any good because A, they still haven't been able to turn off the water. Man. B, the shaft had already collapsed. And C, the classic, coming back for the win, they ran out of money. many more attempts came and went in 1866, 1893, 1931, and 1936, but these ones used a bit more extreme methods. These also did not work. They tried using dynamite to destroy the flood tunnel, building a large dam in Smith's Cove to keep the water out from the ocean, and bringing in a crane with a large excavation bucket, which they did have to build a bridge across to the island for because it was large excavation equipment. You can see how these people run out of money so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, a bridge from where?
Terabithia.
Aha ha!
Bitch.
Oh.
So, none of these did any good. In fact, another guy died, so... Rest in peace.
Another guy died?
I didn't really look how this one died. I'm sure it was like a construction. I think it was like something collapsed on him.
Damn. What's the death toll here?
You'll find out.
Okay.
None of these did any good. However, one of these attempts to block off the water worked. They blocked off the water.
Hey!
Only for them to discover that there was more water pouring in from another route.
Oh, no.
From the South Shore.
Oh.
They drilled...
A giant cork. Just get a giant wine bottle. Just get a giant wine bottle, put a cork in it.
Take the cork from the wine bottle, put it in there.
Throw it in.
Just get all
then
the...
Then enjoy the wine.
Yeah, just... Oh my...
When you get drunk.
Yes. Mind mining starts after whining.
There it is. Get some big wine. Cheese.
Ouch, jam all my fingers.
Damn.
So, they found out there was another tunnel that was way longer and more complicated. They drilled super deep, 153 feet deep. They found what appeared to be a cement vault at 153
cement?
Feet. Yeah, cement.
Oh, must have been a bank.
Weird.
Oh, true. And at this point, unfortunately, they made a huge discovery, but at this point, the island was wrecked with old shafts all over the place, so it made it extremely dangerous to work in. Several expeditions, since there were so many, actually ran out of money just trying to map and find the original shaft.
No way!
Yeah.
So they lost the original shaft.
Why did they continue? They should have stopped.
Yeah. Stop while you're ahead, dudes.
Well, we know this.
It says verbatim.
2020.
It says verbatim. But it doesn't end there.
Oh, my hell.
This one's a real... I think this is the worst one so far. 1959, Robert Restall, who was a former daredevil, did stuff like Evel Knievel. They were friends. Decided that he wanted to give it a college try.
A what?
A good old college try.
I've never heard that phrase before.
Really? You've never heard that?
No.
It's because you don't go to college.
That's why.
I feel like I've heard that in like... I've heard professors even say it.
Well, you're a social work major.
I mean, before I was even a social work major, and what's that have to do with anything?
Well, you're a beach. Oh, God. So, yeah, this was even worse than all, like, if we're speaking statistically here, this is worse than all of the other ones combined.
Statistically?
It was Restall and his 18-year-old son who decided they wanted to do this, but he had some money, so they hired a crew of several other workers. Restall decided, which I think was a good idea, the first plan of action was to block off Smith's Cove so no water could come in the shaft. Or so no water could come in the first shaft, and they were trying to block it so no water could come in the other one, but they weren't sure where the other one stemmed from.
Yeah.
He dug a shaft to the depth of 27 feet nearby to block it off, but he made a tragic mistake. His son came to check on him because he hadn't come out of the hole in a while, and that's only to find him... This is serious. A man lost his life.
You just look away like that makes it better.
His son, his son checked on him only to find him laying at the bottom of this muddy pit.
Wait.
His son found him, yeah, laying at the bottom. Yeah, yeah, real. You guys laughing? You still laughing?
Damn.
It gets better. Or worse, I mean. His son came to check on him, finding him at the bottom of the pit. The son decided to go down and help his dad, but he got a ways down the ladder and fell off and laid right next down to his old man.
Damn.
And he laid down next to him. For who knows how long. Restall's partner
actually lay down or like he was dead?
Restall's partner, along with two other workers, rushed down to help, but they also collapsed themselves before reaching the bottom.
Jesus.
So when they lay down, they die on impact. Is that what you're trying to say?
Not necessarily. A visiting firefighter from New York realized it was carbon monoxide poisoning from a nearby gasoline pump's exhaust.
Oh, shit.
So he went down to the pit covering his mouth and then had a rope attached to him. But he was able to save one of the workers. All four of the others who went down into the pit died in that pit.
Damn.
Oak Island now has a kill count of 6 people at this point. And rumors of curses and mystery were starting to spread quickly across the world.
Yeah.
Some people believe, like, ancient aliens and shit. Excuse me.
That wasn't me.
Yeah, notice I said excuse me after, but, ancient aliens and shit says that there's, like, a curse supposedly there that 8 people have to die. And
oh,
then
really?
Whatever the treasure's in will rise.
Where did they come up with this shit?
I don't know. I didn't even watch it, honestly. I didn't really care to. I'm sorry, George Tsoukalos.
I think you watched
it. I did not watch it. Word of mouth. There have, since 1959, been several attempts to dig up what's down there, but again, none have yielded any significant results. They've used some more modern methods, such as open pit mining, which is just making a wider and deeper hole, much like a modern mine, like Kennecott Copper or something. Which, for listeners outside of Utah, is the largest mine in the world.
So. It can be seen from space.
Yep, it can. That's right. Goddamn right. Yeah, they really didn't find anything with this method, except for some broken pieces of what looked like porcelain. So they might have fucked it up even worse, who knows. In 1970, a company called the Triton Alliance, which is probably the most significant step since then, acquired the island. But the company itself, since it first acquired the island from day one, has been in disputes ever since. Different owners of the island each claimed different parts of the island, and they disputed who owned which part, who owned...
Damn.
Yeah. It's not like it's a big place, so...
Yeah.
But most of the work since they started has been a bit more secretive than the other ones. It wasn't like public announcement, but some of it's come out. The soil near the money pit itself was so unstable and unsafe due to all the mining operations. What was uncovered is that there were several caverns in the island that were thought to be natural that had been discovered underneath the island. The company decided that they would explore these small caverns by lowering some cameras into them. Keep in mind... It was in 1970, so cameras weren't exactly the best.
Yeah.
But what they did find in one of the pieces of the footage supposedly shows what looked like several chests and, quote, a human hand severed at the wrist. But the quality of the images were so poor, it's not really possible to identify them 100%.
Yeah.
But that's just what several witnesses said.
Were you able to look at the pictures?
No.
I wish they made that public.
Mm-mm. In 1995, the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, which is like an ocean surveyor, they're one of the biggest ones in the world, was invited to survey the island itself to see if they believed there could be anything of value located there, actually, if there was any treasure, if they were just digging for nothing, if it maybe was some sort of water system, something like that. these reports have remained confidential, but several people who've seen the report and who are originally there say it's, quote, not discouraging. Since then, not much work on the island has actually been physically undertaken due to these constant legal disputes, which supposedly are still going on. Like, they're still going to court over it.
Really?
In Canada, yeah.
Damn.
Some other odd finding... Yeah, Canadians, oof, right? Some other odd findings that are on the island are some old, like, stone markers of all different kinds of stone that aren't natural to the island. Hmm. And some of them are massive. This one, most puzzling of these are these huge boulders that are laid in the shape of what looks like a cross. Mm. And they're nearly 900 feet long.
Do they have, like, an age on those?
No. Some people think these crosses point to the Holy Grail or, like, the Ark of the Covenant being buried there. And it would kind of explain some of the ancient methods that are used. But, like,
yeah,
it seems pretty unlikely to me.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's really most of the findings that have been on the island. No one really knows who built Oak Island, who made the shaft, for what purpose, who engineered all of it. Because it had to have been a massive undertaking. Because they had to have buried something. If they found that concrete vault, they had to have buried something that big, 153 feet deep.
Yeah.
That's so deep. And there could, for all they know, there could still be stuff even deeper.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Didn't they find a note that said, like...
Oh, yeah, there was something that said at a... I should have included that. It said at, like, a certain depth, treasure or something. It didn't say treasure, but it was, like, what lies below, something like that. I can't remember what it said exactly.
Yeah.
But some people think that was, like, a fraud.
Yeah. Just someone messing with them.
Yeah. Yeah, so no one really knows why it's there or for what. They don't know. People speculate buried treasure. Other people speculate maybe a historical artifact, a religious artifact.
Yeah.
Of some sort.
I feel like it's got to be something.
But what? Like, what would be your take on that?
The plates. The golden plates.
I literally put that later in.
No way, yeah. Really?
There's been some speculated culprits. It was commonly believed to be pirate treasure originally, is what most people thought.
Yeah.
But that's a massive undertaking for pirates. Most pirates...
That's really extreme.
Well, plus, if it's like, how would these ancient civilizations be, like, able to dig that deep?
I mean, a lot Look of civilizations. The pyramids. I mean, Machu Picchu.
All right.
Yeah, like the Aztecs and Incans. They had... Crazy.
They had this technology that was like a drilling technology that was like only perfected by Europeans in like the 1900s. It was like it could drill a really smooth borehole and no one knows how they did it.
And didn't they find batteries in Egypt?
It was in Iraq.
Iraq?
Yeah.
They found batteries from like...
They weren't like a fucking D batteries or anything. They were like pots that had, I think, lithium on some sort of like tweed.
Yeah,
it could contain energy. Yeah,
that is crazy.
Yeah. Whoa!
So some people think like the ancient Iraqis might have like wielded electricity, but no one knows for what.
That is insane. I'm shook. They had electricity before we did.
Way before we did.
Yeah,
like before Jesus was alive.
Yeah, that is insane.
Woo! We're body
Iraqi.
We're out of this tomb, Jesus. Yeah. So most historians believe it to be too complex for pirates. Just because what most people don't realize is pirates were a very sickly group of people.
Scurvy.
Yeah, scurvy, and they lived on the ocean.
They didn't get peg legs.
How would a peg leg do that?
Eye patches.
Realistically, they didn't get to walk.
They used their parrots.
Realistically, they didn't get to walk around much. Because they were stuck on the ship.
Yeah.
They had to sleep in really tight quarters. There were rats. So they had really poor living conditions. These were not healthy people.
Yeah.
They also were not intelligent people for the most part. They weren't scholars. No. Except William Kidd was a really smart dude.
Yeah.
He was like a former Navy guy turned pirate. But
turned pirate.
Fuck you. It also would be so complex that it would make getting their treasure back impossible. And pirates are all about digging it. Like, almost all pirate treasure has been, like, 10 feet deep. Exact spot. Not too complicated.
So pirate treasure has been found.
Oh, yeah.
Has it been, like, a substantial
pirates,
amount?
Like, freaking...
Yeah, the whole X marks the spot is, like, a real thing that real has thing. Happened. I mean, it was a pretty rare thing. They make it sound like all pirates did that, but yeah. There'd be an X in this something. But yeah. Plus the undertaking of engineering these traps in the shaft, digging for weeks back then.
Yeah.
As deep as it is, it would be impossible for some pirates to do that. And think if they have to dig out that entire bay of sand and clay, put rocks in that they didn't exist on the island, might I add. So they would have to get all these massive rocks from other places, plant the eelgrass that didn't exist on the island, plant the coconut fibers that didn't exist on the island, put the sand back over, dig the shaft all the way 153 feet deep, put the concrete bunker in, and then lay wood all the way up that high.
That's so much work. There's got to be something down there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would be so upset if there is nothing down there.
One of the things...
Why are people not doing anything about it now?
It's just, it's so dangerous. The island's super unstable, and it's owned by a company.
If I ever find out that I'm dying, I'm doing it.
It's owned by a company, and it's like no trespassing.
I'm doing it.
I got 6 months to live. I'm going to Oak Island.
I think you'll die. I'm not going to lie to you, Chief.
She's dying anyway.
I'm already dying anyway.
Yeah.
Might as well try to find the treasure and then die.
But aren't we all dying?
Let's YOLO. Hannibal. You only live once.
Whoa! I'm dying every day.
We're all dying. Hannibal? One of the more commonly accepted theories is Vikings, which I think would be my most accepted one. When they first reached North America, this was an area they explained.
Vikings weren't very smart, were they?
Those Scandinavians.
Vikings were super smart.
Smarter than pirates.
I don't know shit, so.
The Vikings were pretty advanced.
Continue to prove me wrong, please.
Yeah. I mean, they were...
Mansplain. Please.
Yeah. Quit talking.
Whoa.
they were pretty intelligent. I mean, they had some pretty archaic things that they did, obviously, but they obviously had to be intelligent to be able to combat the entire world. Essentially, and take over a shit ton of the world.
Yeah.
Dab on them. A hard.
A hinga-dinga-durgan.
So Vikings would make sense, and they also had a lot of treasure that they would have sacked from other places.
Mm-hmm.
They had religious artifacts, historical artifacts, and it could have been a body, perhaps, of an important person, something like that.
Yeah.
So one of the theories I heard was that it was... what's his name? Some people believe that he wrote all of Shakespeare's plays and that Shakespeare stood in for him.
Oh, I did hear
And a lot of people think he buried it there so no one would ever find it, and it would make sense.
Just burn it if you don't want anyone to find it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never heard that theory.
I've heard of theories that Shakespeare was a collection of people and not, like, actually Shakespeare. But
Shakespeare was 100% a living individual.
Yeah.
Like, they know where he's buried.
Like, his plays were... He means the plays.
Yeah.
We're a collection of...
Wait, are you explaining it to me?
No, I'm explaining what you're saying to Peyton.
Oh. Yeah.
Shakespeare's plays were written by a collection of people.
Yeah, there was, like, one guy who a lot of people claim.
Huh.
And there's, like, some decent amount of evidence towards it.
Is he, like, was he famous other than that?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know. I'll look into that, but, it could have been when the Vikings first reached North America that they did that, and it would explain why no one knew it was there.
Yeah.
It would explain the bigger undertaking, because they had a lot of huge dudes, and they had a big army to do it.
Yeah.
And they also could have had foreign wood, foreign rocks.
That makes sense.
But that's still, again, a lot of huge rocks.
Yeah, and it's a lot of speculation.
Mm-hmm. The other one was the Mi'kmaq people, which existed there way before the Europeans did.
Mi'kmaq?
Mi'kmaq.
Mi'kmaq.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Cut it.
We're going to have to cut that out.
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, you should be.
Nice one, Chris.
So it could have been them, and it could have been a way longer. If they were just existing there and they were the people that had lived there, it could have taken them 30, 40 years to do it, but they would have had that time.
Yeah.
And they would have been able to cultivate it and watch over it, like when they planted those eel things and those fibers.
Are you getting sleepy, Whitney? You were so hyper like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, it comes in bursts. I'm sure I'll be hyper again soon.
It's like a wave.
Coming soon to a theater near you is hyper me.
That little like... Did you ever watch those? They'd be on like VCR and it'd be like,
Coming soon to DVD. Yeah,
it's like blue and orange in the background.
Yeah.
2000s kid memories.
Wow.
You're a 90s kid one.
You know you're a 90s kid when you were born at the very end of the 90s.
Yeah, right? I don't really I don't consider us 90s kids. We didn't get to enjoy the 90s.
I did like all the 90s stuff, though, because my brothers were from then.
I liked the freaking 2000s through and through. As we could, as you, if you listened to the previous episode, you know, because Avril / Melissa.
I'm a 90s kid. There are other more extreme theories. I'm just going right back into it. There's no bridge. No. Other obviously more extreme theories, like I said earlier, of like curses that eight people have to die before the treasure could come up, stuff like that. Another one was
people died.
Six.
So we just need two more people to die. So that means three of us go, two of us die, one of us emerges with the treasure.
It's there
like,
you go.
It's like the Avengers.
We're fine.
It's like the Avengers, Thanos.
Thanos!
You guys, it's Thanos.
Let's go watch Thanos.
He threw Gamora off the cliff.
It's still new.
I'm talking about Infinity War. That's 2 years old.
Thanos.
You guys, it's Thanos. He threw Gamora off the cliff. You guys.
He snap. Thanos snap.
You guys, he snapped his hand. Everybody gone.
Okay, keep going.
So other people thought it might be a religious artifact. Placed there by a group of people we don't really know existed. It could have been somewhere from England, like where they claimed the Ark of the Covenant came from. Or I mean, not the Ark of the Covenant, the Holy Grail. Mm-hmm. Could have been the Ark of the Covenant from Jerusalem. Yeah. Could have been all those things brought over because the Mormons claim that there was.
Hey, Joseph Smith was actually a treasure hunter. Did you know that?
Everyone was treasure hunters. It was the 1800s.
Well, he was like way into it.
Really?
Yeah, that's why you found those gold plates. It was kind of quirky Loki.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then the Book of Mormon, they claim that a boat came over here from Jerusalem and settled.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens. It did.
It
I was there.
True.
Yeah, so some people think it might have been something like that. Others think it could have been some ancient civilization that was here before us that we never knew existed.
Hmm.
Something like that. Really doesn't make sense in my opinion.
Because I feel like how can you have a whole civilization just evaporate from the face of the earth? I feel like there would be
all the dinosaurs,
but we have proof of
dinosaurs. That's not a civilization.
That's true. We do have proof of the dinosaurs.
We have bones, Whitney.
I'm sorry.
It's not a civilization.
Oh my god.
Okay,
species. That was dumb bitch. Continue.
Dumb bitch just decided to show up for a split
second.
Dumb
bitch came in. She's gone.
We kicked her out real quick.
Yeah.
She was drunk.
Oh, you wanted to talk to the dumb bitch, Whitney? She's dead.
God, that song sucks.
I know.
Let me reread this phrase for what I said verbatim.
Okay.
Others think it could be an ancient civilization we never knew existed in the Americas or had proof of. Parentheses. Mormons. Hee hee.
Oh my god, it's a Nephite.
Yeah.
We should take live calls.
I'd be so down.
Really. Alright, next episode we might take live calls. So if you'd be interested, please DM us on Instagram.
Yeah, we'll write a comprehensive list. I'll throw it in Excel.
Yeah.
And then we can like make your voice sound weird.
We'll make bar graphs and some pie graphs.
You could ask us advice. You could talk about a weird story that you've got.
We'll give you an alias.
Yeah, and we're gonna make your voice weird. And even we'll make you sit behind a curtain, maybe?
Unless,
wait, I thought they were calling.
No, I'm just joking.
Oh.
Unless Tony Michael Johns calls in, then we're letting it all go. We're doing a full hour with him. It's just going to be like, man, these Cottonwood Heights cops are they're keeping me down. But you know what? You know what? We up out of here, you know? They're just so dirty, and you know what? We up out of here.
Yeah, he works for the FBI. If you've got, like, a short, like, like a little tidbit of a conspiracy weird story, please.
Yeah.
Or
DM us on Instagram, phone in during our podcast. We'll do it.
I have a good idea. Let's do an extra episode where we just have people call in, maybe tell some stories, just shoot lay shit.
Yes.
And
you can ask us advice. Please ask us advice.
Yeah.
What we give will probably be bad.
We love giving
advice. We love to give advice. Even if you don't solicit advice from us, I'll probably give you some.
Yeah, it would be solicited if they called in for it, though.
Yeah. So maybe they don't call for advice.
Them. How about we call people and give advice?
Hey!
Pick a random number. Like, we haven't talked in years.
Hey, what you going through right now?
You're like, what's your stock portfolio look like?
Tinder match.
Those index.
Oh, yeah. Always go on Tinder. Just like the oldest messages would be like, Yo, you need to get like, your shit together.
Yeah, like numbers in your phone where it's like, Josh, Tinder.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I'll just call and be like, hey, so I haven't seen you or spoken to you in a year. I have a boyfriend now. But, how's life going? Yeah, you have anything you need advice with?
Do you want to go do some summer sales?
Yeah.
Are you doing summer sales?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, so I'm down for that. And then people could say, if you call us, maybe have a topic. If you have a topic in mind, we could talk about it on air. Could be a good time.
Yeah, we could just, like, no research. Just, like, tell us what you know. We'll tell you what we know.
Yeah.
Because there are some topics that I want to, like, touch on, but they're just, like, you can't get an hour's worth of talking about it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, my Avril Lavigne. I just had to freaking put that in.
Yeah. And my topic that we haven't even gotten
to. Dude, let's do it.
So,
Peyton already knows what I'm going to do. I'm about to show Whitney a picture of the island I'm talking about. I just want to get her raw reaction.
Oh, you know it. I saw the title.
Okay.
Makuchi just twinged. It's close.
How do these make you feel?
Shitty.
How do these make you feel?
My coochie's closed permanently. She's sealed shut. Oh, God.
This one's creepy. Okay.
Stop. I hate that shit.
So my topic today, my island is called Doll Island. Oh, Whitney, they're gone. I put it away. Yeah. Okay.
Put it away.
Yeah. So it's called Doll Island.
Okay, I just got to tell you. Gosh, this damn garbage can. That was such a minge twinge.
It was?
Yes.
Good.
So explain.
I'm like a Barbie doll down there now. It's just sealed up.
It's Doll Island down there.
It like closed and then just like. Oh, carterized itself.
Yeah, so it's like, just sealed. No scar.
No scar.
Just smooth.
Yeah, no scar tissue. So the
it's like a zipper.
So it is just south of Mexico City. So in its native tongue, it is Isla de las Muñecas.
Oh,
Isla de las Muñecas. Muñecas.
Muñecas.
Isla de las Muñecas.
There you go. Our
depends on your
resident Spanish speaker. We have two Spanish speakers, I guess.
Yeah, sí, yo también. Yo hablo español también.
Well, you're a Spanish speaker for sure. She's taken Spanish classes.
I've taken 3.5 years of Spanish, you bitch. I'm not fluent.
Yeah, I was going to say, I took 4 years of Spanish and didn't know any until I went
there. I actually worked really hard in Spanish, so.
I got A's.
I got A's, but I also made an effort to learn the language.
Yeah, I did. It's just Spanish classes don't. What?
You didn't go to school. How did that work?
I went to Spanish class. El CCMA is where I learned.
Oh,
CC. El CCMA. Okay.
So the legend of this island was that a girl was said to have drowned somewhere on like near the island and just like washed upon shore.
Uh-huh.
And that like these dolls are possessed by her.
Ew.
And that like they'll whisper to each other. Ew! So people say that they've been there. They hear whispers.
Ew.
That the dolls will move their arms and legs and even eyes.
That makes me want to shit my pants.
That's the legend.
That literally makes me tummy
speaking
hurt.
Of that.
Jeez. So, yeah, and people have even said that the dolls have, like, lured them to the island.
Ew,
like, attracted them.
My word.
This is the reality. That's just the legend. The reality.
That's the reality.
Is that there was a caretaker of this island. And he did find a girl that drowned from mysterious circumstances, and he could not save her. There is no actual proof of this girl, which I thought was weird.
Because
some people are like, oh, he's making it up. But he swears by it that he found this girl and like ate him up and said that he couldn't.
Yeah, and
he
like donated his life to it so far.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So, so this is the story. So shortly after she washed.
This is the story of a girl.
Oh, that's really dark.
Turn on a beach and ruin this whole world.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, so shortly after he found her, apparently a doll washed upon shore.
God.
That he assumed was hers. So he hung it up in honor of her to, like, respect her spirit.
Your arma.
Yes. And like I said, some people think that he just made the girl up. And he's just kind of nuts. So he was apparently haunted by the girl, just like progressively more and more. So he started hanging more dolls up everywhere just to please her.
That still is scary as hell.
So that's why there's so many dolls on this island.
Still minge twins.
Yes.
They're still kind of quirky.
This part is weird. It's that people close to the caretaker say that it seemed like he was driven, like just super driven by some unseen force. Like he didn't talk about it, but he just was like so dedicated. to this cause.
It's called the hustle.
It's called the hustle.
It's called these streets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they said it completely changed him. Like, he was a different person afterwards.
Wasn't the island pretty, like, empty beforehand?
Yeah, I there was nothing really special about the island.
It was like a farming island, I believe.
Yeah. So, after 50 years of collecting and hanging dolls, guess what?
He died.
He was found dead where?
Washed up.
Right where that little girl was found.
Yeah.
You know what would have been scarier?
What?
He was hanging up in the trees with the dolls.
Ooh, with the dolls.
The dolls are holding him.
Fuck. That would be so creepy. The dolls killed him. So he was found right where that little girl was supposedly washed upon shore.
Suicide. Drowned.
Weird, right? So for the outcome, people think his spirit has joined the island.
That's...
And it is now like a huge tourist attraction.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
Where visitors bring their own creepy dolls to hang up.
Gosh!
And when I looked it up, it even said like... so you know how like...
Like
look,
tours and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Like tours and like when it's busy and when it's not busy.
Oh, hell no, I would not go on a tour to that shit.
I would.
Ew, breezy. I would.
So apparently it's like an hour boat ride, but there's some people who won't take you for like superstitious reasons. They don't, I don't want to do that.
Oh, hell
but
no.
You can get to there.
That's scary as fuck.
Through Mexico City. Yeah, really weird.
Yeah, I wouldn't go.
Man, there could be
number one, Mexico
alligators.
City's scary as hell
yeah.
to go to.
My older brother loved living there for some reason.
It's insane there, like super sketchy.
Have you been there?
No. But it's a sketchy, like a very sketchy city in the world.
Yeah, that's crimey. That's what I've heard.
Hey, St. Louis is just as sketchy.
St. Louis is almost worse.
Well, I don't go there either.
St. Louis is bad.
Des Moines, Iowa. Don't even get me started.
Don't even get me started
about
Compton.
Yeah, I'm going to Des Moines in 2 weeks. See y'all there. If we have any fans.
In Des Moines?
If we have any fans in Des Moines, if you're a female, hit my line.
Get out of here.
Honda Classics.
If my girlfriend's listening, if you live in Des Moines, hit my line.
She do.
Yeah, hit my line, baby.
Okay, are we done?
Whitney, I'm about to kill you.
I wonder if you can hear me twerking.
Yes.
It shows up on there. So, yeah, I mean, if you have any questions or would like to get on our list of calls that we may prepare for some coming episodes, feel free to DM us.
We only take questions and positive criticism. We do not take suggestions.
I'll take suggestions.
We don't take suggestions.
Like, for topics, I would love some.
No, like... criticisms.
Like constructive criticism.
Oh.
We don't take
that. Leave those at the door, please and thank you.
We give you advice, not you.
Yeah.
Give us advice.
Yeah, you're not qualified. What makes you think you're qualified?
I'm a licensed therapist.
Whitney went to fucking school for this.
I'm a PhD, bitches.
She's a PhD in being a badass bitch.
I'm a boss bitch. Are you listening?
Okay.
All right. Well, goodbye, Des Moines.
Hey.
Starts, Dustin? Oh, no.
No, I wasn't done yet.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll take some criticisms. I'll take some criticisms. I've built my portfolio on some of those. Those are pretty good. Some of them are kind of mean, though. You know who you are. We were talking on Xbox Live the other day, and you said, I feel really attacked at the beginning of the episode. You should have been.
You asked.
You little BBW.
I love you, though.
I love you, but you could present it nicer.
XOXO.
Hey, to my big boy with the fro, man, you've built this podcast pretty well. You've given us some solid, positive pointers. I love you. Chris, my girlfriend said that her favorite episode of yours was the missing 411.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. So if you're listening, Roach, he loves you.
I love you.
Leave me for him.
Please. Please, for the love of God, leave Peyton for me. I really need this right now.
Dude, you have a way sexier voice than me.
I feel like it's about even.
No, yours is like deep and sexy and kind of makes me a little horny.
Good.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's wrap it up. Des Moines in the middle, which is kind of my thing.
It's his thing.
Good night, Orlando.
Good night, St. Louis.
Good night, Fresno.